The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the female with the Fibonacci's, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
I am. Hello.
Hello. Okay, hello. Three charts worth looking at with news out, actually. In fact, the first two have. The first one is MySquare, M-Y-S-Q. Of course, they are sort of a social media site and telephone operator in Myanmar. And they announced a new game today, coming out soon. M-Y-S-Q, I did really well in MySquare. You know, I did literally five bag within a couple of months. I kept accumulating because I knew the convertible loan notes were going to be up soon and they were revenue generating. Worth looking at companies, actually, with the revenue that have had convertible loan notes and they've been hammered because of the sellers in there putting downward pressure on there. And as soon as they announced they'd given up the convertible loan notes, they flew. They went nuts. So, but where is it now? Yeah. It's consolidating, isn't it? A little bit.
It's consolidating. It's at four. It's got a pivot level that it's really got to get above, and that pivot level is at 4.65. If we can get a daily close above 4.65, we're going to go much higher. If we don't, and we've kind of failed daily moving averages again, if we don't, then the support at 3.1 and the daily 200 moving average is really good support, and I would say I would be a buyer there. I think we could be building an inverted head and shoulders pattern. That would be the right shoulder level. So I think it looks great when it turns up, and I really don't expect it but much below 3.1.
Yeah, because that's a big gap there as well, isn't it?
That's the range that we're looking at. The top of that gap and the 200-day moving average there, that's where I think there's support. But I think more likely, actually, that we just go sideways and turn higher from here. So I would put an alarm, 4.65. If we head above that, we are on our way higher.
Marvellous stuff. Next one is Prospect Oil & Gas, PXOG. They announced an acquisition today, 50% of an oil... was it oil and gas field in I think in Romania? I think off the top of my head, yes, in northeast Romania, for a total consideration of €750,000, and they're hoping to. I think September, I think was the date they announced, and they're going to drill that. What do you think of PXOG, Nicola?
Well, since March, you know, this has been in a really, really nice bottoming pattern. So we've reached the April highs at 0.56, and 0.56 is obviously now a bit of a pivot level, and that's what we've got to get above. It's possible at this here that we come back, and because we're quite overbought on the RSI, daily RSI, there's no entry to buy it here because of that RSI. I would really like to see it come back. I'm just going to draw it. I'd like to see it come back and make a right shoulder as well. Oops, that's not the thing. I'd like to see it come back and find support around 0.4245 maybe, make a right shoulder, turn higher, and then we've got a really good bottoming pattern. Because for me, the first Fibonacci target, and I'm going to zoom all the way out, so the first Fibonacci target, if we look at the retracement from the 2016 highs, the first Fib level is at the round number 1.0. Isn't that magic how that happens? Mm-hmm. That 23.6 Fib is there. That's where the 200-day moving average is as well. And that's kind of around where the previous lows were from June 2016. So that's going to be the magnet level. So might we stall here? No, you know what? If we might keep going, if we get above 0.56, then that should then be support to continue higher. But at the moment, it's a resistance level on the way to our target at 1.0.
Yeah, I thought you had a baby in the background then.
Okay, that's the cat.
There is a cat.
I have no babies. There are no hidden babies.
I don't know, you're keeping that one a secret. What's prevented this from going a lot higher today is in the acquisition details, they've said a total consideration of €750,000 with initial payment of €400,000 and a deferred consideration of €350,000. Now, the company is committed to provide up to €550,000 for its share of the H2 2070 work program, for which prospects will need a to raise further funds, most likely through new equity. So they've obviously got to do a placing something on the line before September. Okay. So people are worrying that's political dilution. How much of a discount to the current market price will that be? So maybe that's weighing on the price a bit. I think it would have gone further if they did need to raise further money there. Okay, and the last one, which I'm in, actually, and I like this because they've had profit warning, they've had a change in accountancy policy, they've had new CEO, they've had new COO, and after all this, it's taken a massive hit, UTW, utility-wise. Now, they're going to update their revenue towards the end of October, but they're going to have a date on the 24th of August, I think, they're updating, they're doing an update to the market. This is a market cap around about 50 million market cap. They've got revenue about 90 million, we call it, and they've got a gross margin around about 35-38%. Now, they've had all this worry, profit warning and a change of accountancy policy, and that is, there's been a big sell-off, a massive sell-off. It dipped to like 35 pence, and that was valuing it at 27 million market cap. Now, with revenues of 90 million, and a profit almost close to that market cap, it's oversold, completely oversold. So we will see a re-rate, but there's uncertainty at the moment as the change in accountancy, and they've suspended the dividend for this year. So is that change? But I think it's that kind of worry, so I like recovery stocks, and I think this is a good recovery stock. So UTW, what do you reckon though?
UTW, I'm going to start out looking at this weekly chart. See what the opening price was in UTW, the opening week low. That was down at 60. So last week when we dipped below that opening price and we went all the way down to 34, we bounced right up again and closed back at 60. That's quite bullish what we did last week. I actually had a Fibonacci support lower than that at 1927. So if we don't keep going
1927,
higher,
it's not
19.27.
We don't get down there. 19 pence.
Okay. Well, I know this is a really good defensive stock and everything. Mm-hmm. So don't worry. So now let's look at the daily chart. So yeah, so we had a gap lower down to 34, and then in two days we were back at 60. So that's pretty fast, fancy footwork on its own. What we need to do though, if we look from the December 2016 high to that spike low last week, the first Fibonacci retrace is 73.77, and that is the highs from July. We need to close above 73.77 to confirm that we are going to continue higher. So that's your first target. If we do, then we're going to return to the lows from 2015 and 2016 up at 114. So closing above 73.77 is quite important. Then we should go to the 50% of this drop next and around there.
Yeah.
So, the daily 200 moving average is at 146. We've got a lot of potential upside if we can turn this ship around.
Yeah. I bought this a little too early, but I saw that. I was annoyed I missed out on that big dip because I missed that day. It went down to 37, and even the second day, and I sort of bought the third day up, which is annoying. But I buy in tranches anyway, so I bought some at 62. Right. I bought some at 62, some at 57 yesterday. But I'm prepared to buy a lot more lower than this because I just think this is an excellent. It may take a couple of months, but it's an excellent recovery play. And in fact, we talked about Neil Woodford, the star fund manager, the other day. He owns 29% of this company, so, and he owns it a lot higher up than this. So,
when we gapped lower, the low on that day was 62.39. Mm. That's a bit of the pivot level. That's where we've stalled today at the high. Let's see if we can get above that today. Yeah. 62.39 first. But that would reverse the trend, but a close above 73.77 is a bullish reversal.
Yeah, I think there's opportunities to buy this a bit lower. I think over the next few months or so, it'll waver a little bit. But I think when it starts recovering, this is going back to, a quid easy, because on the revenue and profit alone. And it's a good business, but they've been too aggressive on their accountancy policy, saying they're going to generate this much revenue. But as a contract, they sign a contract, for example, over 5 years, and they'll put too much of the revenue into the first. The accounting was too aggressive, and they've had to pull it back a bit. But nevertheless, they do generate cash. And it's a good business, but been oversold here completely. All right, Nicola, okay. Thank you very much for that. If you can put the charts on the company pages at Vox Markets, and if you send me those charts as well, I'll put them on the blog, which is at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.